兄姐妹平安。
平安。
刚才所读的路加福音第二章，相信大家读过很多很多次。
I'm sure most of you are very familiar with Luke chapter 2.
这确实是个很好的一段的圣经。
It's a very interesting scripture.
那今天呢，我是用这段圣经来思想一个题目。
I want to use this scripture to meditate on a topic.
就是荣耀的显现与生活动力。
I want to talk about the glorious revelation and the strength for living.
荣耀的显现。
A glorious revelation.
这是神透过各样的方法来把他自己来让我们认识。
That is God through many things reveal about himself.
不晓得大家有没有觉得这是一个非常非常重要的一件事？
Do you think this is an important topic?
为什么呢？
Why is this important?
因为假如不是上帝神他自己来向我们显现，
If God he himself did not reveal himself,
我们没有可能认识他。
There is no way we can come to know him.
不单我们不认识上帝，
Not only can we not know him,
其实我们的配偶、我们的太太、我们的丈夫，我们都不认识的，你知道吗？
You know very well, we don't even know our spouses.
不晓得你们赞不赞成？
Do you agree with that?
你们都常常听到你太太说、你丈夫说，你都不了解我。
We often hear our spouse say that you don't understand me.
是啊，我们常常都这样，你不了解我。
You don't know what I want.
是的，我们每天见面都不了解的。
Even though people we know every day, still we don't understand each other.
我们的智慧能力、了解的能力非常有限。
Our ability to comprehend are very limited.
哎呀，不要说配偶不了解的，连自己都不了解。
Not only our spouse.
是不是啊？
Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves.
就是连自己都不了解。
I don't even understand myself.
我们怎么能够了解上帝呢？
How are we going to understand God?
但是有一个很重要的一个观念在信仰上。
There is a very important concept in Bible.
不是我们寻找上帝。
It's not that we are seeking him.
乃是他来寻找我们。
It's rather that he come and looking for us.
他透过各样的方法。
Through many things.
各样的方法。
Different ways.
来介绍他给我们。
God introduced himself to us.
我有没有告诉过大家有好几个方法神用来介绍他自己？
You know, there are many ways that God used to introduce himself.
例如
For example,
借着所创造的天地万物
through the thing that he created.
是不是啊？神透过大自然，透过他所创造的来显明他的作为。
Through the thing that he created, the great nature, God revealed himself.
神在历史上透过许多的先知在不同的时代中来介绍他。
Throughout the history, God used different prophets to reveal about himself.
是不是？透过圣经
and through the Bible,
白纸黑字
words on paper,
清清楚楚
clearly he revealed himself.
你可以研究的。
Something that we can study.
来介绍他自己。
Through that he revealed himself.
然后呢，圣经怎么说？约翰福音一章十八节大概。
In the Gospel of John, the Bible said that.
记得那段圣经吗？
能经过耶稣。
没有人看见神。
Nobody seen God.
我们不可能看见上帝。
Nobody have seen God.
因为我们很有限。
Because we are very limited.
但是。借着父怀里的独生子
But through the Son
把他表明出来
The Son revealed the Father
是不是啊圣经这样说 when, 耶稣来到世界
When Jesus came to this world
圣诞节就是纪念耶稣来到世界
No Christmas is about Jesus coming to the world
你可以不信耶稣
You cannot believe in Jesus
但是不能够否定他曾经在历史上活过
But you cannot deny the fact that he was in the human history.
是不是？
He was here.
很多的诗歌为他而写的。
There are so many songs written for him.
很多的艺术品为他而做的。
Many great art was created for him.
他来过世界。
He was here.
目的就是把 上帝的爱显明出来。
The reason he was here is to reveal God's love to us.
还有了圣灵的工作。
And also the work of the Holy Spirit.
神差遣圣灵将彰显他。
God sent forth the Holy Spirit to reveal himself.
神也透过如同云彩的见证人，希伯来书这样说。
And many a great witness that the clouds surrounding us.
有没有读过啊？
Have you read that in the scripture?
神的见证人好像云彩这样环绕着我们。
God's witness are like great clouds around us.
教会里面很多弟兄姐妹。
There are many brothers in the church.
很多的见证人。
They are all witnesses.
历世历代。
Throughout the history.
都是表明上帝的慈爱跟信实等等。
They reveal God's faithfulness to us.
所以你看，不是我们使教上帝，
Never that we are seeking.
但是透过他的显现，
But through his revelation,
我们就知道，
we come to know him.
在历史上，神向这个亚伯拉罕显现，
In the history, God revealed himself to Abraham.
向雅各显现，
He revealed himself to Jacob.
向摩西显现，
He revealed himself to
Moses. 很多伟大的人物显现，
To many people he appeared.
但今天我们所读的圣经，
But today the scripture that we read,
太重要了，
so very important.
他不是要单单向那些他所拣选那些伟大的人物有任务的人物显现，
Not only did he only reveal to great men.
他向谁显现？
Who else does he reveal?
牧羊人。
He revealed himself to the
shepherds. 他是谁啊？
Who are
those? 那一位牧羊人啊？
Which shepherds?
没有名字的。
They are anonymous.
名不经传的，
Nobody know who they
连名字都没有的，
with people without names.
是不是啊？神向他们显现，
God revealed to them.
他们在哪里？
Where were they?
圣经的形容很好特别的。
The Bible describes it in a very special way.
在一个野地里面，
They are in the wilderness.
很孤单的，
Alone in the wilderness.
在一个晚上，
A dark night.
是不是啊？看着几个羊，
They were watching over the sheep.
天使向他们显现，
And the angel revealed to them.
让他们也有机会来认识上帝，
So that they can also come to know God.
这是太奇妙，我们要珍贵这一点。
This is an amazing story.
我知道大家是要建造自己的教会了。
I know you are building your own church building.
其实最大的任务不单单建造一个聚会的地方。
You know, the greatest responsibility not just building a place.
这个总会完成的，一定完成。
The building will be built.
是不是啊？一定完成。
I'm very sure of it.
但是呢，那个不是真正的教会。
But do you know that is not the church?
那是我们所聚会的地方而已。
That is the place where we gather.
建立一个教会是一个生命的团体。
To build a church.
有力量的团体。
A group of.
有见证的团体。
A witness.
这才是最重要。
That is the most important.
但是
，However，
你要建造一个看得见的教会。
You want to build a visible church.
说是容易
，Even though it's not.
还是不容易。
They are difficult.
为什么啊？
Why?
你要筹募经费啊。
You got to get enough
money. 我不晓得你们筹募的怎么样。
I don't know how much.
筹募经费不容易啦。
It's not easy to get your fund.
你要移动，就是让人受感动，那个心受感动，你需要一种动力的感动的。
You must motivate a lot of people.
啊，有时候你要那个他通过你的图啊。哎呀，很麻烦的。
You want to get your plan approved.
你需要一种动力来去 overcome 去办好这个事情的。
You have to overcome many difficulties to accomplish what you want to do.
你需要动力去安排各样的事情。
You need to be motivated to do many things.
所以今天呢，我就讲那个荣耀的显现。
I will talk about these glorious revelations.
与我们的生活的动力。
And also how that motivate our life.
我希望大家从他的显现中
，through God's revelation，
能够得到这种动力。
We can get motivated.
那究竟两者之间有什么关系呢
？What are the relation between these two things？
所以今天呢，我们主要是看 神这个天使的那种显现，荣耀的显现，怎么神透过这个显现来给我们动力？
That God will motivate us.
我们将来应该是用这种动力来推动教会。
That will be the motivation that help your church grow.
否则我们不明白为什么神要向我们显现。
We don't understand why God revealed Himself to us.
很简单嘛，显现就让我们看看就知道了嘛。
He reveals so that we can see Him.
不是。
Not just that.
那个显现有目的的。
There's a purpose for God's revelations.
不是满足我们的好奇心而已。
Not just to satisfy our curiosity.
所以呢，我们好好来看这个天使怎么显现，那个天君怎么显现，那个带来怎么样的一个动力。
Let us study carefully how angels' revelation bring out motivation.
带给我们一个怎么来建造教会、建造弟兄姐妹的一个原则。
The motivation to build our church, to build our brothers and sisters.
好，这是两个意思，今天讲到有两个意思。
These are two things I hope to get across.
一个就是看看神怎么来透过天使啊，来向我们显现。
How God revealed Himself through the angels.
然后是透过这个天使的所做的事情，来学习怎么来将来建造教会。
And then through what God, Jesus, angel has revealed, the revelation that we can.
啊，听清楚哈，这个是我们今天听到的要学习的一个方向。
That is the direction of my sermon today.
啊，他刚才我讲过了，天使是向卑微的人显现的。
As I said, the angel revealed to the very humble people.
将来假如什么人来到教会，我们没有歧视的哈。
You know, anybody come to our church, they are all welcome.
每个人来到都是一样的。
Everybody come to the church.
在神面前都是一样。
They no different before God.
君王跟一个乞丐都在上帝面前跪下来。
Either you are king or you are beggar, everybody have to kneel down.
在教会里面，我们要晓得啊，我们要给每一个人都有机会。
The church is a place of open opportunity for everybody.
你知道我们。不单单这样讲的
Not only do we talk about that
透过我们的一种态度
Through our individual attitude
我们的讲到的内容
The content of our service
我们那个聚会的设计
How we worship our service
都可以表达我们究竟注重什么人
It will reveal who do we care for
所以我常常都劝那些牧师，而且我自我提醒。
That's why I very often I remind myself and many pastors.
做不到做得到是跟人的能力有关啊。
Whether we can actually achieve it is not depend on individual.
不过这应该是个目标。
But that should be a goal.
就是我们的讲道。
That is every sermon.
我们的教导。
Every teaching that we.
一定是每一个人都能够明白的。
You got to be a sermon that everybody can understand.
每一个人都能够领受的。
Everybody can receive.
因为你没有歧视任何一个人。
Because you are not prejudiced.
有智慧的人，他可以领受。
A wise person can receive it.
一般的大众都可以领受。
Any person with average intellect.
那才是好。我再说，这是我的追求啊，不是我一定能够做得到。
This is my own pursuit. It's not something I can accomplish.
我尤其是我最近呢，特别在想一件事情。
Especially recently, I was meditating on an idea.
我希望能够改变的。
I hope I can change.
是什么样呢
？What is that?
我希望我的讲道多一点幽默感。
I want my sermon to be more humorous.
大家听得比较容易。
Might be easier for you to accept.
不，我这个人比较严谨啊，要有幽默感不容易。
But I'm a serious person, not very.
不过我会学。
But I'm learning.
我希望我下次来讲道的时候多点幽默感。
So I hope.
为我祷告啊！
Please
对你们也有关系的。
Because it can help you too.
我有幽默感，你们听到比较容易啊。
Make it easier for you to accept the sermon.
因为什么？有些人你听到的， 哎呀，为什么你不去教会啊？
Some people say, why don't you go to the church?
他说我很想去啊。
I like to go.
但是牧师讲到我都不听不懂。
But I like to understand what the pastor is saying.
你想，你说谁的问题了？
Well, whose problem is that?
我说一定是牧师问。
I said the problem.
是不是啊？
Pastor.
他都坐在那里了嘛。
The guy is sitting there.
是你的问题，你不能够叫他明白，就是你的问题啊。
You fail to make him comprehend.
所以要彰显自己。彰显上帝的话语，
we want to reveal God's message,
让更所有的人
that everyone who comes,
都能够听得到。
They can understand.
你看我讲到很大声的。
Now you are very loud.
角落的人都应该听得到啊，是不是啊？
I got to make sure everybody can hear me.
这是一个原则。
That is a basic principle.
就说让每一个来到神面前的人都能够听得明白。
So that everyone who comes here can understand.
所以这是要追求的。
This is something we want.
还有个问题呢。
Another point.
你传福音的时候，你邀请人的常常遇到的。
It's something that we encounter all the time.
他会对你说：“我很忙啊。”
He tell you I'm.
所以我不能够来。
I cannot come to the church.
我很忙，所以我不能够来。
I'm so busy, I cannot come.
你说是谁的问题
？Whose problem is that?
是他的问题还是教会的问题？
Was that his problem or something wrong with the church?
说当然是他的问题了嘛，他忙嘛。
Well, is he too busy?
没有，是我们的问题。
You know, it is our problem.
我们的所有的时间啊、安排啊，都是为我们自己的。
Because we schedule all our activities.
没有问题，我们应该有崇拜的时候。
We have a time for.
有一个固定的时候，是啊。
We have a fixed time for service.
你不固定怎么办？人家都不晓得什么时候来。
You must have a fixed time.
你没有个地方，你怎么办？人都不晓得去哪里。
You must have a definite place to worship.
但是，
However,
建立教会。
To build a church.
帮助人认识上帝。
To help people to come to know God.
不一定在这里的。
May not have to be here.
是不是啊？不一定在这里的。
You don't have to be here.
可以在某些人的家里的。
You can be at anybody's home.
可以在某些地方的。You
can be at any place.
最重要的是我们以谁为作为我们工作的对象。
The important thing, what is the target of your mission?
天使给我们一个很好的榜样。
The angel gave us a very good example.
他走进牧羊人的身边，是不是？
The angel come near to the shepherds.
好，这个是一个我们可以学的啊。
This is something that we should learn.
将来我们有个教会的时候。
When you have a church building,
当然我们都很想很爱我们的教会。
You probably love the place.
巴不得天天都在那个教会里面就好了。
Now we can come and gather there every day.
可以。
It's very good.
但是不是全部的时间都这样。
But that should not be.
你看主耶稣是不是建立一个很好的教会？
Did Jesus build a nice church building?
然后他就在那里做堂主任啊。
So he become the pastor.
不是的。
Not so.
是不是啊？他是由周游地方，加利利、加宝龙等等等等地方。
He traveled around Canaan.
好，这个第一个地方。那第二个地方呢？
The second one.
我们来看到这个显现啊，不是给他看看而已。
We see the revelation is something for just.
你看有天使啊，有天使。
Look, there are angels.
有天军在哪里唱歌
？No, there are heavenly hosts.
但不晓得唱什么啊，天使的言语。
We hear angels singing.
但是不是知道？我们知道他唱什么
？But we must know what he is singing about.
懂得背吗
？Can you memorize?
第一句，不要惧怕，是不是啊
？Yeah.
The angel said.
他就听得明白了，不要惧怕，
Fear not.
很有鼓励的，
Very encouraging.
不要惧怕，
Do not be afraid.
我报给你们大喜的信息，
I give you a great news.
一个很好的信息，
great good,
大喜的信息，
a great tidings.
什么信息啊？
What is that tidings?
是关乎万民的，
It's concerning everyone.
什么叫万民啊？
Everyone.
你有份，
Including you,
我也有份
including me,
他也有份
including you,
也叫万民是不是
I mean everyone,
是关乎万民的
It's something that concerns everybody.
你今天在大卫的城里
Because they in the
为你们圣的救主
the savior
就是主基督
is Christ
清楚了是救主啊
a savior,
救主啊
a savior is born.
有的救啊
somebody who can save you.
很多人最重要有的救啊，是不是啊？
Now you can
有救了，
save you.
要重要啊。
Now the help is here.
是不是啊？而且呢，你知道是谁啊？是抱着布的，卧在马槽的。
Is somebody who is in
danger. 那就是记号了。
That is the sign.
你不会认错的。
You will not.
看得见的，你去看就是了。
You can see him.
是不是很清楚啊？
It's very clear.
你要知道啊，这是天使的话语啊。
That is what the angel said.
天使的讲得那么清楚，我们也跟他清清楚楚啊。
Angel stated very clearly.
重要的是有一个信息。
There's a message by the angel.
将来教会
，your church
的任务
，the mission of the church
需要把一个信息来讲出来。
Must have a message.
没有信息的教会是没有动力的。
Without a message, there's no motivation or strength for church.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们不是聚会而已。
We are not just get together.
大家好，你好，我好，他好，不是这样的。
好好好。
啊，我们在教会里面都是这样啊，他就好啊。不是，教会是个 message， 一个信息。
The church has a message.
要传给人的。
We have to spread.
你知道吗？人活着没有信息，没有是没有动力的。
Do you know without a mission, you have no motivation.
你的信息是带给人动力的。
Your message, your mission will give you motivation.
你知道那个马丁路德啊？
Martin Luther
啊，1517年那个啊，这个创这个改革先锋
，The Reformer in 1517，
他是冒死的，就是冒了生命的危险的
，He's someone who risked his life
来传一个真理
，to carry out a message，
什么信息
？What is that message？
因信称义
，Say by faith。
他很清楚的
，very clearly，
所以他能够有动力
，that's why he
冒着生命的危险
，he's willing to
都要去传的
，he want to tell everyone，
因为他有一个信息
，because he has a message，
教会一定有一个信息
，the church must have a message，
耶稣基督
，is Jesus Christ
是救主
，the savior
是关于所有的人的
，is concerning everyone，
啊，我们要注意啊，将来一定有信息啊。
That must be your message.
那个信息呢，也是帮助我能够走了30几年。
That is also the message.
侥幸呢，今年呢，33年。
Today, the herald says 33 years.
走了33年。
Has been 33 years.
还有动力。
We are still moving.
还有向前走。
We are still moving.
我很感恩的。
I am very grateful.
因为能够有一个信息在我的身。
Because God gave us a message.
好像我今天也有信息啊。
That's why today I have a message.
我希望能够带给你们动力啊。
I want to motivate you.
是不是啊？这个很重要。
This is so very.
讲道需要信息。
The sermon must.
教会的工作需要信息。
The work of the church must also have a message.
求神给我们信息。
May God give us a message.
还有呢，在那个这个天使所传的信息里面呢，有。除了一个很清楚的一个信息之外呢，里面还有应许。
The message of the angel not only was it very clear, it also contained a promise.
就是应许有一个恩典是给所有的人的。
A promise of grace that is given to everyone.
平安。
Peace.
关于地上神所喜悦的人。
Peace and goodwill to man.
平安
peace,
有一个平安
there is peace,
所以你不用惧怕
do not be afraid because there is peace.
有时候我们不能够单单叫人不要怕
some of you don't be afraid,
不要怕
do not be afraid.
讲是很容易啊叫人不要怕
don't be afraid.
就是看病人的时候不要怕
when you see a patient, you say,
没有意思没有意思
但
是当天使说你不要怕的时候
But when the angel tells them,
他有一个应许
because there's a promise,
在天上荣耀归于神
Glory to God in the
在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人
But on earth, goodwill to man.
假如你没有一个应许的话
If you don't have a promise,
我们是没有动力
There will be no more.
因为世界上充满了叫我们害怕的事。
The world is full of fears.
最近呢，那个 New York 啊，好像好威风啊。 New York. 知道我们什么事吗?
There's something happened in New York City.
有两个地方都收到了一个威胁的信。
Oh, they were threatened to send to New York City.
加州收到。
California.
New York 收到。
Also New York.
加州的人就很紧张。
California,
也很谨慎,
so afraid, so careful.
也可以说他很负责任,
yeah, so responsible.
就有所有都停课, 不上课。
All the schools.
啊, New York, 不是,
how about in New York?
怎么可以屈服啊, 这种恐怖主义?
We should never bend down to the threat.
他知道, 没事,
he said everything's okay.
他就不停课了。
School, stay open.
结果到现在为止还没事。 不晓得将来怎么样。这个世界充满了这种恐怖的事情。
The world is full of terrors.
你必须要有信心。
We must have faith.
当然我不是说这个平安就是这个世界什么事情都没有发生。
I'm not talking about peace that day, nothing happening.
这个平安就是世界上很多事情发生的时候，我的内心还是稳定的，这叫平安。
The peace that when the world is in chaos, we are still at peace.
我们没有办法改变这个世界，是不是？
We cannot change the world.
但我们的心有平安是最重要的。
But in our heart, there is peace.
神没有应许我们在地上有什么平安。
God did not promise peace in the world.
但是他说他就是他把他的平安赐给我。
But he said he gave us peace.
这个是一个应许。
That is a promise.
有应许就有动力。
With a promise, you are.
否则，你什么地方都不敢去。
Sometimes you are afraid to go to places.
你坐上车你就很害怕了。
You are afraid to get on.
不晓得什么时候有人碰过来。
The car, you might have an accident.
你坐上飞机更麻烦。
You are even more fearful to get on the airplane.
不晓得有没有炸弹在里面。
Maybe there's a bomb.
是不是啊? You never know. 你不知道的。 但是我们在主里面有平安。
In God, we have our peace.
把神把他的平安赐给我。
Because he gave us his peace.
我觉得这是一个出人意外的平安。
This is a peace that surpasses understanding.
这种力能够让我们有力量的平安。
Peace that gives you strength.
其实我现在的工作是真的不可以预料的，不晓得将来怎么样。
You know, my work now is really unpredictable about the future.
我每年我都在想一个问题。
Every year I'm thinking about.
比方说去年2014年。
Yeah, the last year.
我就会想2014年怎么过的呢？
How did we get by?
每一个月需要几十万的开支啊。
We got so much expense over time.
怎么可能过啊?
How did we get by?
又过了。
The time passed.
那2015年呢?
2015.
我又在想同样的问题。
Again, I worry about the same problem.
2015年怎么过啊?
How am I going to?
每个月几十万。
We got over 100,000 expenditure.
又过了。
And then it come to pass.
又到轮到2016年。
Now it's 2016.
年年难过，年年过。
Every year.
为什么呢?
Why?
主的恩典够用。
Because God's grace.
有一个应许。
His promise there.
我记得当我奉献自己，要奉献自己全时间来做传道人的时候。
I remember when I dedicated myself full time to serve in the church.
我很愿意的，我很愿意奉献。
I'm very willing.
不过呢，我也很怕。
I also am very anxious.
怕什么呢？
What am I worried?
是怕我走不能够走到底啊。
I was afraid I may not be able to go all the way.
因为当我年轻的时候了。
When I was young.
我看到很多传道人呢，他都不能够走到底的。
I saw many pastors fail to reach the end.
不能够走到底了。
They cannot reach the end.
我不能够说好。不过呢，最惨的事情呢，就是他不能够走到底，但是还在教会里面。
The worst thing that they cannot reach the end, but they are still serving.
你知道什么意思吗？
You know what I mean?
他已经不能够走下去了。
He cannot do it any longer.
但是他还在教会。
But he still serves in the church.
哎呀，这是很可怜的事情啊。
This is such a.
他也很可怜啊，他走不下去。
He is equally miserable.
教会也很可怜，因为他走不下去。
Church is also suffering because of him.
我看到这个情况了。
When I saw many of
his. 我就不敢了。 因为我也怕我走不下去。
Because I was afraid I may not be able to.
那何必呢？
Why do it?
既然走不下去，最好不要走了。
If you cannot reach end, don't stop.
很多时候都是这样。
Very often that is the situation.
我记得那个时候。
During the time.
我很犹豫。
I was hesitating.
不晓得怎么办。
I wasn't sure.
我心是很愿意
的。Even though my heart is.
但我也怕自己走不到。
But I was very worried about myself.
我很感谢主。
But I
thank God. 在那个时候
At that time,
有一句很简单的话
a simple word,
就帮助我全部通过了
were able to help me all
那句话
all.
我的恩典是够你用的
I would say my grace is
我想到这一点就简单了
When I think about it,
不是我的努力
is not up to my struggle,
去走到底、啊、
to reach the end.
乃是他有够用的恩典
God's grace is sufficient for me to reach that end.
我绝对是觉得是这样。
I'm sure that is the case.
我还记得开始脚圣的时候。
When we start Herald Crusade.
33年前了。
33 years ago.
不知不觉走了33年前。
It's hard to believe 33 years.
那是马拉松的那些那个侍奉啊。
A long marathon.
走到今天。
We reach.
也是因为上帝的应许。
Because of God's promise to us.
我不晓得有没有告诉大家一件事情。
I don't recall that I tell you.
脚圣是1982年11月成立的。
Herald Crusade was established on October of 1982.
但是呢，其实我一早就有这个心愿来做。
I already have some sort of idea about what I want to do.
我在开始这个脚圣工作几年之后
After we start Herald Crusade,
有一天我就整理我的旧的信件
One day I was going over some of the old letters
我应该好像告诉过你们
Maybe I told you the story
那个信件呢是我1981年就是说成立脚圣之前一年写
These are some of the letters I wrote in 1981 before we
started
Herald Crusade
我过了几年才看到这封信
After several years, I was looking at the letter.
这封信是什么呢
？What was that letter?
是我写给师母的。
It's something I wrote to my wife.
我告诉她我很想开始讲师。
I told her I want to start Herald Crusade.
还告诉她不要怕。
I told her do not be afraid.
因为呢，神有他的应许。
Because God has a promise to me.
我就告诉她路德记第二章。
I quote a scripture from the.
你是路德记第二章讲什么
？Chapter two.
是讲那个波阿斯对路德讲路德就是在波阿斯那个捡麦穗的那个人波阿斯是财主啊然后呢波阿斯就告诉路德你只管在我的禾场上捡麦穗你口渴的时候
When you are thirsty,
你就请我仆人给你水喝
Ask my servant for water.
他说、啊、我已经吩咐我的仆人
I have told my servant,
不要欺负你的
not to,、
哎、我读到这个圣经我很大安慰的
When I read this, I was so comforted.
我当时真的很害怕你离开一个大的教会要开始一个新的工作真的需要恩典的、
啊。I was afraid to leave my church and start a new mission organization.
所以我就写了封信给我太太。
I so write my wife a letter.
我的目的是叫她不要怕。
The reason, my purpose to assure her not to be afraid.
不过我也怕了。
Because I was so.
所以我没有给她。
That's why I did not send the letter.
也没有寄出。
It was never sent.
虽然有一个应许在哪里。
Even though there's a promise there.
但是我还是怕。
I was still very worried.
因为离开一个大的教会，开始一个从零开始工作不容易。
Now to leave a church and start from zero is very difficult.
不过很感谢神。
But I thank God.
后来我都忘记这个事情了。
I already forgot.
我写完之后就把它放在一边了。
I put the letter away.
反正我都没有想要做这个事情。
I was really intend to send it.
赶快把它忘记会更好。否则良心不安了所以就没有想过要做不过呢1982年神就用他奇妙的方法带我来成立脚圣
through God's wonderful word, I start the terrible sin.
过了几年
，After several years，
我才再看到这封信。
When I saw the letter，
我是很感叹。
I was so touched。
哦，我以前认为我有信心的时候，神就眷顾我。
I thought that when I have faith, God look up to me。
现在我没有信心了。
Now my faith is not there。
他还是按照他的应许。
Still, he still is promised.
来带领这个工作。
He still keep me going.
我就想起一节圣经。
That's why I remember.
你想起吗？
You know that's good.
是保罗讲的。
Something that Paul said.
我们是不是保罗？我们虽然是信，他人是可信的。
Even though we are faithful, God is still faithful.
他不但有应许。
Not only did he promise us.
他是信实。
He's also faithful.
你必须要有这个应许。
You must have that promise.
你必须要有这个动力，你才可以向前走。
With that, you can have motivation to move forward.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们很快要走条新的路啊，建立教会的路。
You're going to start a new path to build your church.
有没有应许？
Do you have a promise?
不是大众的应许。
Not promise from.
当然，大众的应许也很重要。
Although the promise from the congregation is important,
最好有一个属于你们教会的应许。
Must have a promise that
求神帮助。
May God,
这个是产生动力的一个很重要的。
This is how you can gain strength.
好，在天使的信息里面，有应许。
In the message of the angel,
同时也有要求。
Also, there is also a request.
有什么要求呢？
There's a request.
他是说，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Peace, to men whom he pleased.
归给谁？
To whom?
归给神所喜悦的人。
To those God is pleased.
是不是？神喜悦的人是谁？
Who are the people who God is pleased with?
人非有信。不能得神的喜悦，是不是啊？
No one can please God unless he has faith.
这是个要求。
That is a requirement.
神喜欢什么？
Who do God please with?
神喜悦顺服。
God are pleased with obedience.
他不要千千的什么牛羊，万万的牛羊。不要。
He doesn't need a thousand cattle.
他要人顺服。
He want obedience from us.
献祭当然很好，
God are happy with the sacrifice，
但顺服更重要。
Obedience is even more。
所以呢，这个就是一个讨神喜悦的要求。
That is how we can please God。
还有什么神所喜悦？
What else does please God？
很多很多。
There are so many things that please。
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12。
亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们要将身体献上。当作活祭，是不是？
So he said, I'll give your body as a living sacrifice.
那是理所当然的。
That is reasonable.
那是
神所喜悦。
神所喜悦的，是不是啊？
Also,
这是要求。
These are God's requirements.
当我们继续向前走的时候
，As we moving forward,
我们不要客气。
We should not be.
我们应该学习对自己有要求。
We must.Require ourselves.
每个人都应该有要求。
You must ask something of yourself.
我们也学习不要客气。
We must learn not to be.
对别人有要求。
We also demand of our brothers and sisters.
你是有责任的。
You must.
你是有责任的。
You got
responsibility. 你是有责任的。
You have responsibility.
你是有责任的，是不是啊？
You have responsibility.
我不敢指得太清楚
啊。I don't want to be really.
其实每个人都有责任的。
All of us carry responsibility.
教会是个身体。
Because it's a whole body.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
每一个肢体都有它的功能。
Everyone has its functions.
哎呀，没有功能的这个肢体很可怕的。
Any body that has no function.
我的孙子出生之前啊，我就希望不要多个手指头啊。
When my grandson was born, I was.
是不是很容易多个手指头？那个人这个身体里面没有功能。
Every part of the body must have a function.
我们应该彼此都要要求。
We must demand of each other.
我们既然神带我们到这个教会来，
God bring you to this church.
我们不要做 consumer。什么叫 consumer？ 消费者，消费别人。
We don't want to be consuming other people.
你知道吗？假如你不是一个有贡献的人，你就是一个消费的人。
You know, you are not a producer.
消耗别人。
You consume others.
这个不好。
That is not good.
我们每个人都要求自己。
We must demand.
把自己的力量。
Give up our.
把自己的恩赐。
Give up our.
能够做的事情。
Whatever we can do.
都放在教会里面。
Bring it to the church.
你可以想象一个台，一个桌子。
Just like a table.
每个人来的时候。
Everybody comes.
这算这个盆子吧。大家都把些东西放在里面。
Everybody contributes something.
就满满的了。
It will become.
是不是？会满满的。假如相反呢？
Oh, contrary.
盆子本来满满的。
It was full.
大家来经过拿一点。
Everybody takes something.
再经过又拿一点。
Everybody takes something out.
很快就拿光了。
Very soon it's empty.
我们应该对自己有要求。
We must.
有要求就有动力。
Because when you demand of
yourself, 没有要求就没有动力。
Without demand, there's no motivations.
求神帮助。
May God help us.
当神向保罗显现的时候
，When God revealed Himself to Paul,
不是为了责备他
，Not to reprimand him,
不是让他骄傲，可以啊，我看到上帝了，看到耶稣了
，That I have seen God.
不是
，Not so.
保罗看到耶稣的显现。是为了太太
Christ. Jesus sent him for
做外邦人的使徒
to become disciple for apostle to the Gentile.
神很愿意向我们显现
God wants to reveal himself to us.
但是我们要接受，要了解他，明白的。
But we must receive God's revelation.
然后真的带着动力的来向前走
and be motivated to move forward.
记得刚才的信息吗
？Remember the message.
靠近那些卑微的人
，He come to the humble people.
让他们有动
，so that they are motivated.
你的教会应该有信息。
Our church must have a message.
目标
，We must have a goal.
标杆
，We will have a goal to move forward.
带着应许
，Carry that promise.
这个很重
，These are so important.
有应许
，With the promise.
有要求
，We demand ourselves.
就是帮助我。我们一起低头祷告。亲爱的主，感谢你。
Father, thank you.
当教会要继续向前走的时候
，As our church move forward,
就要你给我们一个很明确的信息。
And you give us a very clear message.
主啊，我们珍贵你的显现。
We treasure your revelation.
主啊，求你继续向弟兄姐妹在心里面来显明你自己的旨意。
May you continue to reveal yourself in our hearts.
主啊，你给他们信息。
Give us message.
你给他们应许。
Give us promise.
主啊，你也给他们要求。
Also demand of us.
让教会在继续向前走的时候
，So that we move forward
是充满了动力。
We are full strength.
就愿你与他们同在。
May you be with us.
愿你叫他们所需要的全部能够得以知足。
That all our needs are being fulfilled by you.
主啊，让你显明你与他们同在。
Lord, we may see your revelation.
随听祷告
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.